This interview is brought to you by Transformational Mortgage Solutions. You can check out the full episode at lickinonlending.com.
What kinds of IMBs do you see surviving? Is it those that are focusing on technology? We talked to Alan earlier talking about those that are struggling with connecting with a customer, doing a good job of communicating. What are some of the elements that some of the smart thinking you think lenders, independent mortgage bankers specifically, need to be focusing on?
Well, again, from my perspective, from my time at Ginnie Mae, probably the first thing they need to focus on is their balance sheets.
Yes.
Because making sure that they have a diversified funding sources, that they don't put all their eggs in one basket, so that if all of a sudden their source of funding dries up for whatever reason, and all of a sudden there's a manager change in the bank that they got their line of credit with, or something happens, that they're not left high and dry. Because the time that these issues are going to come up where all of a sudden your lines are being pulled is going to be a time of stress. And so the idea of being able to diversify to make sure that you have as many different ways of raising your funding and also look in different ways to liquefy your balance sheet. Like, for example, your MSRs, trying to determine how much your MSRs you can find ways to use as collateral for lending, just from a perspective, again, that it's there. You wouldn't use the lines today, but the idea of having them in place so that when you need the liquidity, it's there. Because the problem you have in a Ginnie Mae world, for example, servicing is relatively illiquid, so it's going to become even more liquid in a downturn. So being able to sell your servicing to raise cash, it's going to be very limited, especially selling any kind of economic value. So being able to use your MSRs as collateral. So what I'm saying, when today's world, the economy is doing so well, this is the time to line up your various funding alternatives, and then with the idea that when things turn down, you can call on these various solutions. The other thing I think is probably important is getting back to your technology, because I think the issue you have with lenders is you are going to have a good quality customer service to stay competitive in the future, but also, too, you need, again, to have a system that you can upside and downsize relatively easily, because, again, with this volatility that's going to occur, you're going to have to cut costs dramatically. So the idea that if you don't have a lot of staff to deal with, that's really going to help you deal with the ups and downs of volume, because there's this refinance we're going through today, which probably not going to happen for a long, long time. If you think about it, rates probably aren't going to fall that much more than they are right now. We're basically almost a zero-rate environment. So refinances are not going to be a way to really bail you out. So you're going to have to make sure that you really have a good way of dealing with customers on a purchase situation. And as purchases go up and down, being able to right-size your company relatively quickly.
I want to say a special thank you as we exit to our sponsors, Black Knight, Open Mortgage, Finastra, the MBA, Lenders One, the Mortgage Collaborative, CMLA, Velma, Knowledge Coop, Vidyard, AI Assist, and now our newest sponsor, VendorSurf. Check them out at their websites. Thank you very much, everybody. Have a great week. Look forward to having you back here next week.
You've been listening to Lickin' on Lending, a weekly mortgage market update with your host, David Lickin of Transformational Mortgage Solutions. Join us next week, and thanks for listening.